terraces and coal yards and the narrow back gardens of the South London suburbs, and were passing Dulwich College's playing fields, children lazily exercising in neckties. I was tuned to the motion of the train and had forgotten the newspaper billboards I had been reading all morning. Baby Kristin, woman to be charged, and plan to free stab girl aged 9. None lettered, novelist vanishes, and just as well. Then, past a row of semi-detached houses, we entered a tunnel, and after traveling a minute in complete darkness, we were shot wonderfully into a new setting. Open meadows, cows cropping grass, farmers haying in blue jackets. We had surfaced from London, a grey, sodden city that lay underground. At Sevenoaks there was another tunnel, another glimpse of the pastoral. Fields of pawing horses, some kneeling sheep, crows on an oast house, and a swift sight of a settlement of prefab houses out one window. Out the other window, a Jacobean farmhouse and more cows. That is England. The suburbs overlap the farms. At several level crossings, the country lanes were choked with cars, backed up for 100 yards. The train passengers were gloating vindictively at the traffic and seemed to be murmuring, "Stop, you bitches." The sky was old. Schoolboys in dark blue blazers carrying cricket bats and school bags, their socks falling down, were smirking on the platform at Tunbridge.